So the topic for today is the Isser of Lasis Kodidu. We know the Gemara mentions this Isser in Yevamos Nafi Gimel, and with Beis, it's based on the Pasuk in Dvarim. Lasis Kodidu is the Isser of, according to the Pashup Shad, of, you know, making, cutting yourself when a mace dies. And Chazal say that there's an Isser of Lasas or Agudas Agudas. So what's the nature of this Isser? So one understanding is the question of machlokas. If you look at the Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, the first verse on the sheet, the Rambam tells us, "V'chal zarah zeh shlo yayu v'shnei bati dinin, v'yir achas zenoik minag zeh, v'zenoik minag acher, sh'davar z'gorel machlokas." There's Israel having two bati dinin passing different ways, v'yir achas, because this is gorel machlokas, gedolos, sh'nem ha'los iskodid, l'sasso, gudus ha'gudus. So the first part of the Rambam is the dinin machlokas, you want to mene machlokas. But Rashi on the sugi over there, if you give him a base in Yivamos, writes that it's nira ke nohagin shtei Torahs. That's the second verse in the sheet. The problem with the Kodidu is that it's nira ke shtei Torahs. So here we have two different understandings of the nature of the Isser. Is it a din in Machlokas, or is it a din in shtei Torahs? What's the problem with shtei Torahs? So the pashas is that it's a fundamental problem. Torah is emes, right? The Chazal tell us that the Torah is emes, the nusach of the bracha of Birchas Torah. That's one of Torah's emes. So if it looks like a shtei Torah, it looks like a sheker. We don't want that chas shalom to be. You know, according to many Rishonim, our whole emunah is based on the fact that Am Yisrael, as a nation, received the Torah. And that's how we know it's emes. That's what the Kuzari writes. Another Rishonim writes this, that since the Torah was received, you know, it's supposed to other religions where, you know, prophets, you know, reveal themselves, you know, so then, is it true? Is it not true? Here we have Eidus of Am Yisrael. So the Torah is emes. So if the Torah is near Kshay Torah, it looks like it's not emes, and males aren't going to follow it, etc. So if you look at the Ritzpah and if you give them a vase, in Yivamos, the third source, Yeshkan Shtei Torahs V'Shtei Elukos. It's almost like it's a Vodazar Mamish. There are two Torahs, there are two gods, etc. So we have a fundamental Machlokas. Is it in Din Machlokas? Maskodu is problematic as it creates what the Ram calls Machlokos Gedolos. Or is a more fundamental idea that it looks like the Torah is a Sheker and a Chas V'Shalom, and it looks like there's two gods, Chas V'Shalom, etc. Yontef pointed out to me that the Gemara and Sota in Ramzainu Veiz has these two formulations. If you look at the Gemara and Sota, Sota number 4, Mishirabu Talmidei Shammai V'Hillel Shloshim Shu Kol Torchan Rabu Machlokos B'Yisrael V'Naseh Torah K'Shtei Torah. So these two formulations of Machlokos and Shtei Toros are really found in the Gemara and Sota. Now the Gemara there isn't talking necessarily about what the Israel of Lashis Kodidu. It's speaking about, you know, the history of how Machlokos came about, you know, Mishirabu Talmidei Talmidim Shalashim Shkuhal Kol Tzorkan, people weren't being medactic as much as they should, etc. But the idea that you know, A, there's a problem with Machlokas, and B, there's a problem with Shtei Toros, is exclusive in the Gemara and Sota. And it could be there are two dinim in Losses Kodidu, meaning if you do think the Gemara is speaking of Losses Kodidu, then really it would say, come out there are two dinim. I'm going to assume for the time being that they're really separate halachas, and there's Taka Machlokas here. Because otherwise it's hard to develop nachuminas. There is a third understanding, though, of Losses Kodidu that I just want to mention, Misvara. I didn't say anybody who says it, but I think it makes a lot of sense, Misvara. And that is, the problem with Losses Kodidu isn't the problem that it's going to create a machlokas. It's not a problem that it's going to be shnirik shei Torah. But maybe it's a problem in that it undermines the authority of Bezdin. The Gemara of Abbasra speaks about Zilusa de Bedina. Sometimes Bezdin can't be chosen on a psak. It's a chilul Hashem, you know, in certain circumstances, for Bezdin to admit that they made a mistake, etc. You know, sometimes the opposite is true. Sometimes they have to make a mistake. But given certain realities, we don't want the Bezdin to look as you know, a bunch of jokesters. So if there's so many machloksim, sagudos, sagudos, nobody's gonna. It's kind of like the Nazi have today, where, you know, unfortunately, you know, there's so many badatsim, so nobody knows what the real rabbanim, you know, really say. So it's like the whole thing is a joke. So again, you could say that's really connected to machlokas, that's connected to shtei Torahs. Maybe the third side, I'm not really sure. But what I want to do is just to present a couple of nachminas between these two tzavim, find explicit in Rishonim. A, that Los Iskaridu is Aser Mishum Machlokes, and B, Los Iskaridu is Aser because it's Nire Kishtei Torah. So the first Nafkamina to this question is the question of Minhag. Is there Los Iskaridu when it comes to Minhagim? So if you look at the Rambam that we read earlier, the first source, the Rambam says, speaking about minhagim, it's interesting. The Ram changed the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara said in Yivamos Lefidalit, "Plag morin kediv beishamai, plag morin kediv beitzil." And the Ram has echad noheg kiminag zev, echad noheg kiminag. So the Mashmos the Ram is that it would apply to minhagim as well. And this indeed fits well with the Ram's whole understanding. The issue is one of machlokas. So you can have a machlokes on a minhag too, right? In the same story, you know, there's a shaila in the shul, what you do, whatever the shaila is, and so they get an argument. They say, well, you know, what's the minhag in the shul? So they say, the minhag is, we always argue about this issue, you know. But even if it's a minhag, you can create a machlokes, certainly. If you look at the Ritva and Yivamos, Nafidal and Aleph, the source number 5, they start discussing the question of the kfarim, who come into the big cities to read the Megillah, and need Aleph, and Yibayz, and Gimel, and Adar. The question is, in the Maskanas of the Sugya, why is that not a problem unless it's Kodesh? So, the Ritva writes, Rishlakish Laparis Mivin Ekfarim, the Kiminhaga Dami, Kemen Shim Rasuo, Sim Kivne Eras, Iker Kushiasa Mikrochem Eras. According to the Ritva, the Kasha of Rishlakish had in the Gemara, the Gimel is from Yudah and Tetzvav, it's not from the Kfarim, because the Kfarim are Kiminhaga Dami, it's like a Minag. The Ritva assumes there's no Lassis Kodesh away Minag against the Rambam. And the Karen Ora writes explicitly in the Fugimel of Beis in Megillah that this issue is totally on our Chakira. That by Minhaga, he says the Karen Ora, Lekach Shashte Toros, because it's a Minhag. Whereas if it's a question of Machlokas, so then Lachara people argue about Minhagim as well. So this is a very clear Nafkamina. If Lachis Kodesh is Bishum Minhaga, like the Ram writes, then even if Lachis Kodesh is Bishum Machlokas, excuse me, as the Ram writes, then even Minhaga is included. Whereas if Los Iskaridu is Mishum Shtei Toros is only din in Torah, it's not din in Minhag. Now you could argue on that. It's interesting, the Rambam actually holds that there's an Isser of Los Sosur. You have to listen to the Bezin Agadol. So if the Bezin Agadol says Allah, you have to listen. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Ma'amrim that if the Bezin Agadol establishes a Minhag, and you argue on the Minhag, you argue on the authority of Bezin Agadol to enact it, to create the Minhag, so then you can violate Los Sosur. Even though it's only a Minhag, they didn't say Allah. So you have to, right, some minhagim are rooted in halacha, so, right. But even if the minhag is just bichoshish for certain shita, I don't know if that's necessarily shtei toros. Meaning, if we hold, everybody agrees the halacha is like the nekel opinion. But the minhag is the mach. So is that already shtei toros? If you ask me, why are we mach? I'm not going to say that's the halacha. I'm going to say that's the minhag. So the fact that some minhagim, the Rav is very fond of, apparently, of talking about how minhagim have root in halacha. Right, and now Spirit of Omer. Spirit of Omer, you don't shave. So the Rav said, it's a din yirvei chodesh. Every minhag didn't just sprout out of nowhere. It came from a halachic concept. Fine. He has nafkaminas, you know, certain kulas, in terms of giluach, etc. But I don't know if that's necessarily going to make it less his kodesh.
What about this Mishnah, in fact, what we should now do about Malacha Bar
Pesach and Malacha Tishabah? Yeah, the Gemara here quotes that. Gemara here quotes that. The Gemara says, Atam really, you know.
There you see that, for example, that it's, you know,
Halachic
topic. So the question is, what is the
Din of
the Makom?
Right. So I mean, that's the Gufa the Gemara is talking about. The Rechon Ora on the Gimel Beis thinks this is the Gufa Makom between Reuch and Shlakish. Right? Because the Gemara there raises the issue that you mentioned of Dr. Malach and Erev Pesach. And Rav Yochanan asks, you know, you're telling me a Minog, and I'm telling you a Din. So what's the Machlokas? The Machlokas is good for this issue. If you all listen to Kodesh, there's Mishu Machlokas. So even Minhagim are potentially a piece of Kodesh. So the Kodesh is a question of Shei Torah, so Minhagim are out, it's not Torah. Again, assuming that's not Torah. Okay, we have a statement. Minhag Yisrael Torah? Is there a statement like that somewhere? I don't know where it comes from. Naim
Rechazal?
It's not in Chazal. Okay, so maybe it's not true. Maybe Minhag Yisrael Torah. It's not Shei Torah. It's only a Minhag. Okay. But on one hand, the minhag is a big, fascinating issue. You know, the minhag okar halacha, is Yerushalmi like that? You know, so what that means, how to apply that. So minhag is very important. You know, Professor Sperber wrote 8 volumes on, you know, minhag Yisrael. A lot to talk about, but potentially this might be an afkamina. But the Karen Ora believes it is. Second afkamina. What about Shtei Yaris? In the Gemara, it seems pretty clear. Zochuk the Bayi Rava is Zochuk in a situation of Shtei Bati Dinim Bir Achas. There's only a problem if it's Bebet in Achas. Everybody seems to agree, but Shtei Ayaras is not a problem. Two separate Ayaras. The Minagin, you know, the Vince is one thing, and the Minagin, you know, Brisk is a different thing. It's a different thing. Different reality. But the Karen Ora, the same piece, raises the possibility that maybe Rish Lakish argues on a Bayi Rava. Rish Lakish thinks that it's din in Shtei Toros, and therefore, even if it's in Shtei Ayaros, it's a problem. Right? I'll read the Lashon here, source number 6. The Svele Rish Lakish, Tafilu B'Shtei Mekomos, Havi V'Chalos Tzkodizu. Right? Against the Bayi, against Rava, Rish Lakish thinks even Shtei Ayaros is Tzkodizu. You need uniformity. Near the Rish Lakish Svele, the time until Tzkodizu, who Bishum Lo Yomru, Chas V'Shalom, Shtei Shtei Toros. If we're worried about Shtei Toros, even in different cities, people are going to think there are different Masoras, so we need to have complete uniformity. Obviously, if you think it's a question of Machlokas, so if we're in different cities, there's no Machlokas. You do what you want in your city, and I'll do what I want in my city, so it wouldn't be a problem of Machlokas. So that's a very unique shita that Rish Lakish appoints to Karen Ora. There's Isser V'Los Tzkodzu, even in Shtei Ayaros. The third Nafkamina. This is a very important issue. L'Mahalakha L'Maitza, it's something before some. Right, people know that they're different, you know, Eidot, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, etc. Is there potentially problems with Tzkodzu? Let's say you're diving in the same shul. Ravi Yosef has a long shuf about this issue. Can a Sephardi say Kaddish and Ashkenazi shul? He's going to say V'yatzach v'kane, v'karav v'shiche, and you know, the whole bit. And we know from our base medrash we have this, right? You know, is that a problem? Is that not a problem? So Ravi has a shuf about that. And in it he quotes the shuf of Sarazbaz in Chelek Hei, Shuv Yud Aleph, different ways of counting Shuv Zeraz. It's Elef Shin Pei Dalet. Elef Shin Pei Dalet, where he writes the following. Source number 7. U'mashe kasavti ti yisyashe keven shahaya dafam fursam shavnei kfari maktiv no maknisa v'nei ir karin kedarkam ba'abasar lo yimashech b'ze machlokes v'lo karin ebe lo siskarid. The Radbaz assumes that the whole problem is what of machlokes. And he says, look, since everybody knows that these people are the kfarim and these people are ayaris when it comes to Purim, we're here in Ravadia's situation. Everybody knows he's a Sephardi and he's Ashkenazi. So what's the machlokas going to come of it? He's Sephardi, of course he's supposed to say V'yatzavokokane. And you're Ashkenazi, you're not supposed to say. Now, I tell you the truth, I'm not so convinced of this. I know that the machlokas is a very hard, you know, thing to put your finger on. Sometimes people want to have a machlokas. So they say, daven somewhere else. Why are you davening like a Sephardi and an Ashkenazi show? Menachem. So you never know. People have short fuses and there could be machlokas regardless. But potentially, well, at least the way Rav Avadia has it, the way the Radbaz has it, is if it's Mishum Machlokas, then people know they're not going to have a fight. They're only going to fight if they're fighting on what the right thing to do is. But here, what's right for me is to not to say Yatzvach Rokane. And what's right for you is to say Yatzvach Rokane. So, Shalom Al Yisrael. But if it's a question of Shtei Toros, so then somebody's going to come in, you know, the Norwegian, you know, tourist is going to walk in. Okay, this person's saying it, this person's not saying it, what's going to be, it looks very strange. So, potentially, it's a question of Shtei Toros. Again, the Shtei Toros thought has to be more defined. Is that we're worried about the Norwegian tourists, or are we worried about Jews themselves are going to think there's a problem with the Torah? There's different formulations. Is it Nirek Shtei Toros, or is it Nasek Shtei Toros? You know, Nira might be more the outside onlooker. Nasa might be that it just makes the Masorah complicated. People are not going to know what to do, etc. But potentially, the issue with Davar Mufursim, this Nafkamina, is as follows. If it's a question of Machlokas, Mufursim might be Munei Machlokas, because everybody knows he's Sephardi, let him do what he wants. He's Ashkenazi, let him do what he wants. Whereas if it's a question of Nasa Kashay Toros, maybe it's a problem, regardless of if it's Mufursim or not. Now they're Nafkamina. Who is the Israel of Tzkodizu on? So, there are a number of possibilities here. You could say the Israel of Tzkodizu is on the individual who's going and acting differently from everybody else. Everybody, you know, doesn't wear tefillin and chol hamoed, and he's putting on tefillin. Or you could say, no, it's not Israel on the individual, it's only Israel on the tzibur. If you make a minion, you have a shul, nobody wears tefillin, and then a whole minion starts putting on tefillin in the shul, then it's like an aguda. It's not an individual, it's only an aguda. This is what seems what the Piskei Arid assumes. Source number 8. Piskei Arid, Dafi Gimel and Vez. Umei harbei ha-chalukos shenimtsu ben Yehudim, eim ha-hakshav, sheyesh lomar zohayu osin ha-tzibur ke'ele roim kim kol echar mehen. Right, this is all Israel. Let's discuss this. Like you decide to, like, you know, make a protest, and you're going to get all your friends to come and do something different. If you want to just do one thing different, you're going to put on tefillin on your own. So that's not less Agudah, because you're not an Agudah, you're an individual. And it could be there are maybe a few other individuals who do like you do, but that's not an Agudah. It's only a problem if it's a group. That's what he seems to say. That's what he says. It's hard to figure out how that translates, because if you have so many chiyim doing it, then it becomes a tzibur. But okay, maybe at that point it would be an iser to join the tzibur, so there's a whole tzibur. On the other side, so you have two options so far. Either the yachid is over, or the tzibur is over. Another option is that maybe it's an iser on the bezdin. But if you look at the Gemara in Miguel and Yuval and stuff, Yudalid, the Gemara says, Ki aminu las tzgadizu, if you go on bezdin v'irachas, plag morin k'divei v'shama, you plag morin k'divei v'shil. Who's the iser on? It's on the bezdin who's paskening. One dayan is passing this way, and the other dayan is passing this way. Right, or if you hold this iser even shtei bari dinim v'irachas, this bezdin passing, and this bezdin passing. Who's the iser on? Potentially iser on the bezdin. The Skadim means that the Batei Dinim, the Rabbanim, can't try to create, you know, mitzvahs, chiyuvim, that are going to create a division within Klal Yisrael. This understanding that it's Din on the Bezdin, I think fits well with the idea of Shtei Toros, because if this is of the Shtei Toros, the people who represent the Torah, people who create the Torah, develop the Torah, the Rabbanim, the Batei Dinim, they're the ones who are in violation. But then it's a question of Machlokas. Who has Machlokas? You know, the Balabatim are arguing, you know, potentially. The Rabbanim also argue, but I don't think it's as, you know, fierce. You know, usually when you have these issues, you know, between the Chassidim and the Sagdim, usually the Gedolim are able to get along a little bit better. The Talmidim, are the ones who, sometimes gets out of hand. So, again, potentially Zavi Nafmina, is there on the Bezdin, on the Rabbanim? If it's in the Shetaras, maybe yes. Whereas if it's Isra Machlokas, maybe the Isra is really on the Tzibur or the Yechidim who create the Machlokas. It's one last Nafkamina as to this question. We mentioned before that the Gemara discusses the issue of Yom HaChnisa, that some people celebrate Purim on Yudalit and other people celebrate Purim on Tezvav. And the fact that they celebrate Purim Yudal Tezvav, that's resolved the Maskana, because they're different Makomos, so at least according to Abai and Rava, if there's two Batei Dinim, it's not a problem. So in Vishtei Ayaros, it's not a problem. The question is, what about the Kfarim? The Kfarim have the Yom HaKnisa, so they're the Chora reading in the city. Some are reading Yudalit, some are on Yudalit. How can that be? It's one city. According to the Manda Amar, that Shtei Batei Dinim Birachas is a problem, it should be a violation of Lesson's Gondis. That question is not really resolved explicitly in the Gemara. And they're showing different answers. Tosfos over there in the Fidal and Aleph has a very fascinating interpretation that maybe the Vinei Kfarim didn't read in the city; they read in the Kfar. Right? So we do Tosfos for Omer found the sheet. Omer v'Chaim the Vinei Kfarim Hayukorin v'Iram k'demuchach v'Yerushalmi Pashta habushtei batadinim b'shtei ayaras. The Chai Gavna L'Shayach was discarded. The Rashba quotes the Rav of Bezim, says the same thing. Very Mekudosh idea is the B'nai Kfarim didn't read in the city, they read in the Kfar, which is, again, not the Pasha of the Gemara Megillah. That's one understanding. The Rashba is a different understanding. The Rashba sounds a little bit like the Derech L'Radbaz, but they were foursome. Everybody knew that these were the B'nai Kfarim, so since they were Mitsuyanim, he says. They were, you know, different and unique, so everybody knew that this is a regular, you know, resident of the city, and this is the visiting B'nai Kfar. So it's not a problem unless the Kodesh was a force. But the Rosh has a different answer. If you look at the Rosh, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, if you want us, he writes the following, verse number 10. L'karina b'ilas v'kodesh du keivan v'la'avdi hachi mishum plugta. Ela sha'amakam korin. Right? There's no machlokas here in Halacha. It's just that the Vinik Farim live in a kfar. V'imhaya Ben Hamakom is there. Holeich Lamakom Acher. I always think Hamosam. The Ben Yir knows that if he lived in the, somewhere in the Kfarim, so he would also be Makdim. So there's no Machlokas and Halacha here. Hilchach Lomechti K'Shtei Toros. The whole question, according to the Rosh, is the question of Shtei Toros. So there's no Machlokas and Halacha. Hamakom Gorim. If you live in the Ir, you're reading a Dal. If you live in the Kfar, you're reading a Beis, you're Gimel. So there's no Machlokas in Halacha. So it's not Shtei Toros. If you assume the question is a question of a machlokas, you know, mamish, having a machlokas, let's go to the Israel machlokas, so then potentially having different people be knowing different ways, you know, like I said before, people are sometimes strange, and people are looking for machloka sometimes, potentially, you know, having some of the Bnei Kfar read on Yud Gimel and not the Bnei Yer could potentially cause a machloka. So that also might be a question. If you, this idea of the Rosh assumes that it's Shtei Torahs, and therefore he says, if there's no machloka in halacha, makom goreim, it's not a problem. If you hold this issue of machlokas, maybe it would be a problem regardless. I just want to conclude with an interesting hashkafic point, something that Rabbi Medrash mentioned to me. We know that the Isra of Haskajdu was learned from the same pasuk that describes when a person loses a loved one and they cut themselves to show their anguish, excessive anguish. So what my kesher, you know, why is it that Haskajdu and Lasatso Gudus is connected in the pasuk? So Ravina suggested that if the Isser is Mishum Achlokes, so what you could say is that, look, all of Paisel is really one body, and we have Machlokes, it's like your arm is hitting your leg, you're hurting yourself. So that's what the Isser is in the Pesukim about a person who makes the Chabur Al-Meis. You're hurting yourself. So Machlokes is essentially the same type of thing. And likewise, the Torah itself is also one body. And if you're owes the Torah, kashtei Torahs, you're cutting up the Torah just like you're cutting up a body. You know, because of your anguish, you're cutting up the Torah. That itself is really the same nature of the Isser. The Isser is very similar. And that was an interesting idea. So basically, what we saw here was two fundamental understandings that were shown in as to what the Isser of Los Skaldu is. Is it an Isser of Agudos Agudos because of Machlokes, or is it an Isser of Agudos Agudos because of Shtei Toros? And we discussed various afkuminas, the question of does it apply to Minag or not? Is there a day in the Gemara, Rish Lakish according to Kanora, who applies to Shtei Yaros? Is there a Heter of Darvon Fursum? Who the Isser is Chalon? Is it on the Bezin? Is it on the Tzibur? And lastly, the Russian's understanding of Hamakam Goreim, is there a Heter of Hamakam Goreim? If we all agree on the Halacha, we just say we're from different places, so that would make sense if it's a question of Shtei Toros potentially, but not if it's a question of Machlokes. Okay.